You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today we will reflect on the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 14 to 17. And I read, "As Jesus passed by, he saw Levi the son of Alphaeus sitting at a tax booth. And he said to him, 'Follow me.' And he rose and followed him. And as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, 'Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?' And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, 'Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.'" This gospel reading reveals that God makes no judgment in choosing his disciples. He does not call the qualified, he qualifies the call, as the famous quote would say. He also gives a chance to everyone to have fellowship with him, even those who may consider themselves big-time sinners. In the time of Jesus, the tax collectors were hated by the Jews and regarded as sinners and traitors. They are the Jews who worked for the Romans and charged their fellow Jews to pay taxes imposed on them by Rome. So it is a bit surprising to see Jesus calling Levi, a tax collector, to be his follower. Moreover, Levi will become one of the 12 apostles known as Matthew. If I am Jesus and I will choose a disciple or a student whom I will train to become a future leader of my church and one of my gospel writers, I will choose someone who has a good reputation and is righteous and trustworthy. But unfortunately, I have to admit that someone like Levi will not pass my standard. Yes, my human instinct labels him not qualified. But in this story, Jesus shows us that he does not label people based on their past life. He called Levi despite his bad reputation and sins. And when Levi receives the invitation, he does not hesitate to follow Jesus, leaving the tax booth right there and then, which is an indication that he turned away from a sinful life. Then after he followed Jesus, a group of sinners and tax collectors came after Jesus too. Most likely, they are also friends of Levi. Jesus welcomed them because they needed God's grace and mercy. He uses the analogy of being a physician because he came to heal the sinners from their spiritual sickness and save them from spiritual death. And this is the good news of salvation for all of us sinners. For me, I heard the invitation of Jesus to follow him when I was in university. And like Levi, I grabbed the opportunity even though I knew that I was not worthy. That simple yes led me to many adventures with God. And I would never have imagined that I would even commit to a celibate life in the service of the Word. Indeed, God had changed me and enabled me to follow him in this way of life. And I could not imagine a different life apart from God. So, I invite you, friends, to reflect on your response to Jesus' call and appreciate how merciful, forgiving, and welcoming our God is to you.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.